You are listening to WSIU, your NPR station. I'm Jennifer Fuller. As you're probably aware, March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. We thought we'd get up to date on screenings and some new statistics with several experts in the field. Caleb Nehring is with the American Cancer Society, Nancy Caskey with Shawnee Health Service, and Dr. Claire Williams. All of you, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So people may by now be aware that when we talk about colorectal cancer, we're talking about colonoscopy. We're talking about making sure that people, once they reach a certain age, generally around 50, that they need to be thinking about getting these screenings and taking care of themselves. Caleb, just can you tell us a little bit about the awareness? What is it that people need to be hearing this year in particular?
Absolutely. Thanks, Jennifer. So this year is important because it culminates the 80% by 2018. National campaign that the American Cancer Society partnered with the CDC, and our goal has been to screen 80% of adults over the age of 50 by the end of this year. And the most important thing that folks need to take away is at age 50, if they do not have an increased risk, which means no family history or no symptoms, they need to receive either a colonoscopy or there's other screenings available as your take-home stool test.
Sure. I know a lot of people are hearing that and they're talking to their providers. What in terms of healthcare providers do we need to hear? What should people be talking to their doctors about, both before age 50 and after?
I think it's very important if people have a strong family history of colon cancer that they get screening before 50 if they have a family member that had colon cancer early in their lifetime. So if a family member had colon cancer before the age of 50, we usually say at least 10 years prior to that they should receive some sort of colonoscopy before that. So risk factors are very important. And then by the time people reach 50, they should be talking to their medical provider about receiving some sort of colon cancer screening.
And of course, I've heard numerous times that colon cancer more than some of the other cancers can be not necessarily cured, but caught so very early with screenings like a colonoscopy or some of these take-home tests. Am I right?
Absolutely. Colon cancer is one of the most preventable forms of cancer, which is why it's so important to get a screening test done, because at the time of a colonoscopy, if the person has a polyp, it can be removed before it becomes any sort of problem or any sort of cancerous pathology.
True. Nancy, when it comes to 80% by 2018, have you seen numbers go up in terms of people getting screened and making the pledge that they will get screened when it's time?
We have seen an increase in our screening rates with Shawnee Health Service, and we have a very active quality improvement team working with our health centers to continue this improvement. We're really hoping that we get close to that 80% by the end of the year.
Caleb, I assume that even if you don't get to 80%, an increase is good.
Absolutely. Currently, nationally, we're screening, the last data that I saw was about 72%. So a lot of our efforts have been focusing with the community health centers that typically serve an underserved population, because those screen rates were so low nationally 3, 4, 5 years ago, and we have seen such an uptick in those numbers. We're really excited about any improvement.
Screening rates in this region were particularly low.
Absolutely.
As well. Shawnee Health Service is one of 5 community health centers that has received a grant from the Illinois Primary Healthcare Association. Is that right?
That is correct.
What does that grant help pay for?
It really is a technical assistance grant. So partnering agencies like the American Cancer Society are going to come alongside Shawnee and work on several different interventions, whether it be provider education, addressing barriers to screenings by patients, whether that's out-of-pocket costs, client reminders. There's just a whole gamut of issues that can be looked at, including workflow process improvement overall.
Sure. Nancy, when it comes to Shawnee Health Service, I know talking to the providers about what they should be saying to patients is a big part of this as well.
It is, very much so. Caleb is coming out to all the health centers and, just trying to get that spark going again. There's so many things for a medical provider to cover during a patient visit, and we want to make certain that colorectal cancer screening is a part of that conversation that patients are having with their medical providers. We know that if that conversation happens and there is a recommendation from the medical provider for screening, that patients are much more likely to be compliant with screening.
Dr. Williams, how important is it in your mind as a physician to make sure that conversation is a part of each visit with your patients?
It's of huge importance, and one of the things that I have really appreciated with Shawnee Healthcare is our new electronic medical record actually prompts us to look to see whether patients have received their colonoscopy, if it's appropriate for them, and it's become part of our workflow to have that conversation with our patients when it's appropriate.
All of that information, of course, available at cancer.org, and you can talk to your physician or your local provider about that. All three of you, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks,
thank
Jennifer.
You.
You're listening to WSIU. We are powered by you. This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.